grief, it sounds like this thing's caught on fire. Well, hello again, this is Reckless Eric here with another Reckless Eric radio show. And this is some pasty Polish Mexican sombrero bandoleros with a name I cannot pronounce, something like Terset Exotisrony. And the record is called Goras Rhythmi. Well, they're showing us that it's possible to have a good time in Poland. And this tune is called
Valencia!
La lontana un tierno al pan, la niña que espalda consciente detrás de las cosas, suspiro
besamente. I wish you could see this lot.
Valencia, bella tierra de leyenda.
Never seen some sombreroed people looking so pale.
Valencia,
grinning through their illness. But the record's worn out, so it must have been through some good times, I think.
Valencia! Valencia! Ole!
Ole! Yes, ole indeed. Whew, marvellous. Anyone who's been listening carefully to these shows might have noticed that I'm a bit of a fan of The Who. So I was very pleased when this came through the mail today. I'd heard about this album some time ago, but I'd never been able to get hold of a copy. Or, you know what it's like, you want to get a record, but it doesn't come into your brain at the right moment to coincide with being in a record shop or whatever you, however you get these damn things. This is an album by Petra Hayden, who's Charlie Hayden's daughter. Charlie Hayden, who played the bass with Ornette Coleman and probably invented the sex and drugs and rock and roll bass line, though apparently he said it was a Cajun record. Anyway, that's beside the point at the moment. This album, this Petra Hayden album, is The Who Sell Out, totally redone by her singing all the parts with her own voice.
It's smooth sailing with a highly successful sound of a wonderful Radio London.
I wish she'd do a jingle for me.
Me and my brother were talking to each other about what makes a man. Was it brain or brawn or the month you were born? We just couldn't understand. Our old man didn't like our appearance. He said that only women wear long hair. So me and my brother borrowed money from our mother. We knew what we had to do. We went downstairs past the barber and gymnasium and got our arms tattooed. Welcome to my life tattooed. I'm a man now thanks to you. I expect I'll regret you, but the skin graft gun won't get you if you'll be there when I die. Tattoo. My mother naturally liked it and beat my brother, 'cause his tattoo was of a lady in the nude, and my mother thought that was extremely rude. Welcome to my life, Tattoo. We've a long time together, me and you. I expect I'll regret you, but the skin graft man won't get you. You'll be there when I die. Tattoo.
I don't think that Radio London ever reminded anyone of any such thing. That was Petra Hayden from the album The Who Sell Out. Well, I think it's called The Who Sell Out, but it's by Herb, not by The Who. This is another vocal harmony outing. This is The Shams, which is actually Amy, my wife's group, before she was either just Amy Rigby or my wife. Either of those things. It's The Shams.
Hello, honey, can I call you back? A boss just handed me a stack of papers that it wants filed right away. If you could see this mess I got all over my desk, hair come up to my neck. In DBAs, got my degree from right across the street. I thought the world was at my feet. Well, I could use a new pair of shoes. I got the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. Make another copy for me, file clerk blues. They tell me file this, file that, send it out, put it back. I think I'm going out of my head. With every new manila folder, I feel a little older, and it's really making me see red. Well, the tapper had a ribbon stuck. It looks like you're all out of luck. I left to tap another 100 forms for you and lose the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. Make another copy for me, file clerk blues. I copy mortgages and deeds, warrants, weeds, affidavits. Should I even do it in my dreams? Last night I had a nightmare. Somebody caught me having an affair with the copy machine. I woke up screaming. So what if I'm a nervous wreck? I got a couple Pentaflex and empty Rolodex I will never use. And the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. Make another copy for me, file clerk blues. I got the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. Make another copy for me, file clerk blues. I got the long-term temporary, not a secretary. File clerk blues. I got the long-term temporary, not even a secretary. File clerk blues.
My fucking dog is inside the piano. Okay, he's wedged in there. I don't know how to get him out of there. I don't know how to get him out of there. him and whatnot. I got my wife over here screaming to get the fucking dog from the piano. He's wedged in there. I don't know how to get him out of there. He's snapping at me. He stripped his fucking teeth. He's snapping. He's really in bad shape.
You expect me to take your dog that's snapping and barking and biting to get him out of a piano?
Well,
I don't think.
Hey, he's a little too tough for me, there, Eric. Come on, I need your help here, Fruitcake. My fucking dog is inside the piano.
That's Indian Rope Man, who was one of the greats on the Skint record label in Brighton, which I don't know if it even exists anymore. I don't know what Indian Rope Man's doing, but he was fantastic. He seemed to be able to play anything. Now, this record, I like this. It's probably lose the women contingent here. This is Ike and Tina Turner. And it's, I like this because it's got this weaving synthesizer. I like it for all reasons, actually. I mean, what am I doing? I'm trying to justify it. I should bother justifying it. Sod it, I'm playing it.
Yeah, today I'm more confused. Cause I'm looking at my life through the pouring rain. And what I see is that I'm losing. I'm feeling the strain, oh, and it a doggone shame. Come on and give me a beat, y'all, and free my soul. I need to get lost in some rock and roll and trip away. Oh, give me a music, free my soul. I wanna get lost in some rock and roll and drift away. I wanna get away. I'm beginning to think that I'm wasting time. Cause I don't understand, no, no, the things I do. The world outside said it's looking unkind. And I need you, I'm counting on you to you've given me. I want you to know that I believe in your song.
Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll. Yeah, Dobie Gray, done by Ike and Tina Turner. Amy just asked me why I thought I might have lost the women contingent, and it was because of Ike. But I actually don't believe half those stories, because I've heard that he signed a contract with Walt Disney, enabling them to say anything they liked about him in the Tina Turner story. So who knows? Will we ever know? How could we ever know? You meet all those people in England. Well, I don't know, you probably meet them everywhere, but in England, people like to think they know everything that goes on in the royal household, in Buckingham Palace and Sandringham and all that. Fascinating and quite boring, really.
Every inch of her work of art, full of all of her soul and heart. That's my little masterpiece, a brand new creative release from me to you, from me to you, yeah, me to you. The new mother nurses her baby boy, you know he's her perfect pride and joy. As she suckles her first son, she thinks he's the best thing I've ever done. He's my little masterpiece, a brand new creative release from me to you, from me to you, yeah, me to you. A new planet now complete, so God picks up his tired feet. There's resources and room to roam, so all you dwellers, welcome home. Use my little masterpiece, a brand new creative release from me to you, from me to you, yeah, me to you.
A common cliche that's spoken today says art imitates life, but life is an art form that can't be mastered, and once it's done, art lives as a bastard.
Glance, but this time nothing's left to chance. The ultimate victory will be his as he blows himself to bits. Here's my little masterpiece, a brand new creative release from me to you, from me to you, yeah, me to you.
A real hologram. I mean, not real, but almost a real hologram.
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, my teeth are shiny. Tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp, I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. Better do all the work, and maybe later I'll rape her. Oh God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme, and I'm a handsome son of a bitch. Gonna get a new glove and be real rich. Women's liberation came creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I fucked this dyke by the name of Freddie. She made a little speech then. Ah, she tried to make me say when. She had my balls in her vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still her thought, but now it should stick quick. Oh God, I am the American dream. Now I smell like Vaseline, and I'm a miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which.
I wonder, I owe silver.
So and bought me a leisure mask. I jingle my change, but I'm still kind of cute. Got a job doing radio promos. And under the the jocks even think about Tonto. Eventually me and a friend sort of drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, as long as I get a little cool to shower.
Oh, I am the American dream,
with a spindle up my butt till it makes me scream.
And I'll do anything to get ahead.
I was here there. So bad, Mayo Silver.
And my name is Bobby Brown. And my name is Bobby Brown.
Mayo Silver.
Hi-ho, Silver indeed. Yes, at some point I mentioned that I don't like hearing Beatle records on the radio. And there's quite a simple reason for this. They always play the stereo versions, and the stereo versions are always horrible, because they hadn't really invented the pan pot, so you couldn't put something halfway across. It had to be all the way over, so you got the group on one side and the singer on the other side, which is ridiculous. So you've got the group coming out behind the TV set and the singer on the other side skulking around behind the coal scuttle. And later on, as you know, like you listen to the Mahavishnu, or I can't see any reason for listening to the Mahavishnu Orchestra, but if you did, you'd have Billy Cobham running around his drums, which would be ranged all across the mantelpiece. So stereo was always a bit ridiculous. And I'm going to try and demonstrate this with a track from Rubber Soul by the Beatles from 1965. Now, you can see what I mean immediately. You see, the boys are all franging away on the left.
You better run for your life.
And here's John on his own. Now he's been joined by John and Paul now. Well, it seems ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Let's have a listen to the left-hand side for a minute. And let's go over to the right and listen to John.
And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe the line. You better run for your life if you can.
And here they are both together.
Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. That's the end, little girl.
I think that'll do, really, for a moment. I can't bear to hear this like this. Let's go back. This is how it should sound.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, I won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. You with another man, that's the end, little girl. Let this be a sermon, I mean everything I said. Baby, I'm determined. Run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl.
Scratches and all, sounding remarkably like Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees, but I think that one came first. We'd better play the other one now just to check it anyway, see if I'm just imagining that, or maybe you are. Who can tell? I don't know who can tell anymore.
You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together, till the morning brings my train, and I must go. No, I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Foxville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Well, I don't think that was anything like it, but never mind. Thank you for listening. This has been the Reckless Eric Radio Show. If you missed anything, you can probably get the track listing of what I played on www.reckless-eric.com, and you can email me with complaints at recklesseric@hotmail.co.uk, and otherwise you can forward slash and backward. So good night.